Welcome to Zikhu Dafsi Man Memory Ram Goldar, and today Mazekhus Vachim, Daf Nun off the fifth parak, Ezu Makoman. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a brisa discusses the laws that Lan Bedam Kosher, if blood stayed past sundown in the Azara, thereby becoming pasul, it's still valid insofar as if it was put on the Mizbech and correctly, it remains there. This is because Lan Be'imurim Kosher, sacrificial parts which remained overnight become pasul, are valid regarding remaining on the Mizbech. This is derived from the fact that lan b'basar kasher, if meat of a shlamim stayed overnight, it's fit to be eaten, since the shlamim may be eaten for 2 days. This law also applies to yotze kachim, which left the azara, because yotze is fit for a bama, since it has no enclosure. It then explains why this law applies to additional psulim. The Gemara objects, v'ki don davish l'behekshero, midavish l'behekshero. Can we derive the law of something brought improperly onto the mizbeach from something done properly? How can leftover emurim, which are pasul, be derived from leftover shlamim meat, which is permitted? Also, how can yotze be derived from a bama, which has no restricted area? Therefore, the Gemara explains that this Tana actually relies on a drasha, teaching that some psulim remain on the mizbech and others do not, and uses the reasons just mentioned to determine which ones remain. Point number two, in the five parshios discussing different kinds of chatas, the Torah commands pouring the shirayim, the blood remnants, onto the base of the mizbech. Three of them state, al yisod mizbech ha'ola, onto the base of the mizbeach of the ola, meaning the mizbeach hachitzon. A braisa darshans these three superfluous terms. Number one, shirayim are only poured onto the outer mizbeach, vo yisod mizbeach hapnimi, and not onto the base of the inner mizbeach, although this carbon's blood was applied on the mizbeach hapnimi. Number two, ein lo yisod hapnimi atzmo, there is no base at all on the inner mizbeach. And number three, ten yisod mizbeach sha'ola, give a law of the base for the mizbech of the ola, meaning that the shirayim of ola and all other kabanas must be poured onto its yesod. The braisa adds that perhaps this last pasuk merely teaches that an ola's two zrikos must be on a corner of the mizbech with the yesod underneath, excluding the southeast corner. Rav Shmuel answers that this is obvious. If shirayim, which are not mechaper, require being poured on the yesod, then certainly the ola's blood must be nizrak over yesod. Rav Akiva says this kal v'chomer somewhat differently, and the next daf analyzes the difference. And point number three, the braisa darshan, the third instance of El Yesod Mizbech Ha'ola, written by the Seer Nasi, to teach that the shirayim of all karbanas must be poured on the yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Gemara explains that if the pasuk was merely teaching where to pour the shirayim of the Seer Nasi, why would this need a pasuk? But its avoda was done on the outer mizbech, so obviously its shirayim should also be poured on the mizbech hachitzon. And if you'll say that we should switch the outer shirayim to the inner mizbech, and the inner shirayim to the outer mizbech, meaning without a pasuk one might think that just as the inner shirayim was poured on the mizbech hachitzon, the outer shirayim of the Seer Nasi should be poured on the other mizbech, the mizbech hapnimi. But this is impossible, since the Brice had darshaned before that the mizbech hapnimi had no yisod at all. Therefore, this pasuk must instead be teaching that shirayim of all karbanas are poured on the yesod of the mizbeach hachitzon. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a braisa discusses the laws that lan bedam kasher, if blood stayed past sundown in the azara, thereby becoming pasul, it's still valid insofar as if it was put on the mizbeach, incorrectly, it remains there. This is because lan be'imurim kasher, sacrificial parts which remained overnight become pasul, are valid regarding remaining on the mizbeach. This is derived from the fact that lan b'basar kasher, if meat of a shlamim stayed overnight, it's fit to be eaten, since the shlamim may be eaten for 2 days. This law also applies to yotze kachim, which left the azara, because yotze is fit for a bama, since it has no enclosure. It then explains why this law applies to additional psulim. The Gemara objects, v'ki don davish l'behekshero, midavish l'behekshero. Can we derive the law of something brought improperly onto the mizbeach from something done properly? How can leftover emurim, which are pasul, be derived from leftover shlamim meat, which is permitted? Also, how can yotze be derived from a bama, which has no restricted area? Therefore, the Gemara explains that this Tana actually relies on a drasha, teaching that some psulim remain on the mizbech and others do not, and uses the reasons just mentioned to determine which ones remain. Point number two, in the five parshios discussing different kinds of chatas, the Torah commands pouring the shirayim, the blood remnants, onto the base of the mizbech. Three of them state, al yisod mizbech ha'ola, onto the base of the mizbech of the ola, meaning the mizbech hachitzon. A braisa darshans these three superfluous terms. Number one, shirayim are only poured onto the outer mizbech, vo yisod mizbech hapnimi, and not onto the base of the inner mizbech, although this carbon's blood was applied on the mizbech hapnimi. Number two, Ein lo yesod l'pnimi atzmo. There is no base at all on the inner mizbeach. And number three, ten yesod u'mizbeach sh'ola. Give a law of the base for the mizbeach of the ola, meaning that the shrim of ola and all other kabanas must be poured onto its yesod. The Brisa asks that perhaps this last pasuk merely teaches that an ola's two zrikos must be on a corner of the mizbeach with the yesod underneath, excluding the southeast corner. Rav Shmuel answers that this is obvious. If shirayim, which are not mechaper, require being poured on the yesod, then certainly the ola's blood must be nizrak over yesod. Rav Akiva says this kal v'chomer somewhat differently, and the next daf analyzes the difference. And point number three, the Braisa darshan, the third instance of El Yesod Mizbach Ola, written by the Seer Nasi, to teach that the shirayim of all karbanas must be poured on the yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Gemara explains that if the pasuk was merely teaching where to pour the shirayim of the Seer Nasi, why would this need a pasuk? But its avodah was done on the outer mizbeach, so obviously its shirayim should also be poured on the mizbeach hachitzon. And if you'll say that we should switch the outer shirayim to the inner mizbeach and the inner shirayim to the outer mizbeach, meaning without a pasuk one might think that just as the inner shirayim was poured on the mizbeach hachitzon, the outer shirayim of the Seer Nasi should be poured on the other mizbeach, the mizbeach hapnimi. But this is impossible since the Brisa had darshaned before that the mizbeach hapnimi had no yesod at all. Therefore, this pasuk must instead be teaching that shirayim of all karbanos are poured on the yesod of the mizbeach hachitzon. All right, so now we get our siman daf nun off, and our standard siman is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The priestly species of beavers who built a log mizbeach and kept the blood that was left after sundown on the wall of their mizbeach had three beavers wearing robes with a yesod mizbeach ha'ola on them, pour shirayim of blood on the yesod of the mizbeach hachitzon, where the shirayim of all karbanos are poured. Once again, slow motion. The priestly species of beavers, that must mean we're on daf nun aleph. Beavers gnaw. The priestly species of beavers who built a log mizbeach and kept the blood that was left after sundown on the wall of their mizbeach, which reminds us of Braisa discussed the laws that lam b'dam kasher. If blood stayed past sundown in the Azorah, thereby becoming basal, it's still valid insofar as if it was put on the mizbeach incorrectly, it remains there. This is because lam b'imurim kasher, sacrificial parts, which remained overnight, becoming pasul, are valid regarding remaining on the mizbeach. This is derived from the fact that lam b'basar kasher, if meat of a shlamim stayed overnight, it's fit to be eaten, since a shlamim may be eaten for 2 days. So the priestly species of beavers who built a log mizbeach and kept the blood that was left after sundown on the wall of their mizbeach had three beavers wearing robes with a yesod mizbeach ha'ola on them, which reminds us, in the five parshios discussing different kinds of chatas, the Torah commands pouring the blood remnants onto the base of the mizbeach. Three of them state a yesod mizbeach ha'ola onto the base of the mizbeach of the ola, meaning the mizbeach hachitzon. A braisa darshans these three superfluous terms. So, the priestly species of beavers who built a log mizbeach and kept the blood that was left after sundown on the wall of their mizbeach had three beavers wearing robes with a yesod mizbeach ha'ola on them. Pour shirayim of blood on the yesod of the mizbeach hachitzon, where the shirayim of all karbanas are poured, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the third El Yesod Mizbach Ha'ola cannot be teaching where to pour shirayim of the Seer Nasi. Rather, this pasuk must instead be teaching that shirayim of all karbanas are poured on the Yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So once again, the priestly species of beavers who built a log mizbeach and kept the blood that was left after sundown on the wall of their mizbeach had three beavers wearing robes with a yesod mizbeach ha'ola on them. Pour shirayim of blood on the yesod of the mizbeach hachitzon, where the shirayim of all karbanas are poured. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Mem Zayin. So the symbol for Daf Mem Zayin is a maize. So here goes. The owner of a carbon yelled, "I will eat this chutz lezmano to start the race at the Zvachim maize." Maize? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Zayin. The owner of a carbon yelled, "I will eat this chutz lezmano to start the race at the Zvachim maize," making it pigul, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yossi said the intent of a carbon is determined by the one performing the avoda. This disagrees with Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yossi, who says, "Shemati shabalim mefaglin. I heard that the owner of a carbon can affect pigol by intending the consumption of chutz lezmano while the kohen performs the avoda. The pasuk says v'hikriv makriv, and the offerer shall bring his carbon, indicating that the owner is considered the makriv and so can determine the avoda's intent. Abai says that three tanaim hold ze machashav ze ovid havya machshava. If this one, the owner, intends, and that, meaning the other one, performs the avoda, it's considered intent. So the owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutzlis mano to start the race of the Zvachim maze, making a beagle, where two kohanim had to find the Ezu Mokomun stand and match up where Kaji Kajim are shechted, which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, Ezu Mokomun shel Zvachim, what is the required place for the various procedures of a kabbanis? All Kaji Kajim, referring to Chatos, Olos, Ashamos, and Shalmai Tzibur, must be shechted in the Tzafon, the north. So the owner of a carbon yelled, I will eat this chutzlis mano to start the race at the Zvachim maze, making a pigo, where two kohanim had to find the Ezu Humakomun stand and match up where Kachi Kachim are shechted, and then meet at the exit at the same time to be makabel the blood of an Ashim Matzora, one with his hand and one with a kli, which reminds us, the Torah compares the Kabbalah of the Ashim Matzora to the application on the Matzora's right ear, thumb, and toe, teaching that just as this application is done ba'atzmo shel kohen, with the kohen himself, meaning his finger, the Kabbalah is also done with his own hand. Still, the Torah compares this Ashim to a chatas, thus requiring a kli. It emerges then that two kohanim are makabel its blood, one by hand to apply to the Matzora, and one with a kli for zrika on the Mizbeach. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simran Daf Mem Ches relates to Moach, brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. The Kohen brainiac, that must be on Daf Mem Ches. The Kohen brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Par Basir Shel Yom Kippurim in the Tzafon because they are Chaviv Tum that they are learned from Adrasha and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefnim, which reminds us, Gemara asks why the parak begins with Chatos HaPnimios and not an Ola where Tzafon is written, and answers, since the Tzafon requirement of Chatos is derived from Adrasha, a Hekesh to Ola, it is Chaviv to the Tana, so he taught it first. The Gemara asks that if so, the parak should begin with Chatos HaKitzonos, the outer Chatos, since the Hekesh to Ola was written about Chatos HaKitzonos. Sonos. It answers, since the blood of Yom Kippur Karbanos enters the innermost room of the Mikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's Chaviv to the Tana, so he taught it first. So the Kohen brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Par Basir Shel Yom Kippurim in the Tzafon, because they are Chaviv to him that they are learned from a drasha, and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefnim. Wasn't sure if he accidentally used a pointer belonging to Hekdesh, which according to Rabbi Kiva would make him chayev to bring an Ashim Tauli, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas if an Ashim Tauli is brought for Safek Me'ilos. So the Kohen brainiac lecturing first about Shechita of the Par Basir Shel Yom Kippurim in the Tzafon, because they are Chaviv Tum that they are learned from a drasha and the blood is brought, Lefnai Lefnim, wasn't sure if he accidentally used a pointer belonging to Hekdesh, which according to Rabbi Kiva would make him chayiv to bring an Ashim Tauli, because he got distracted when he saw two Kohen brainiacs doing a demonstration with the Shochet standing in the south while the Chatas and the Makabo of its blood were standing in the north, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what does Oso in the Pasuk exclude from Tzafon? The Gemara concludes that it comes to exclude the Shochet from having to be in Tzafon. But since Rabbi Achia derived this from elsewhere, the Gemara clarifies that the purpose of the Shochet's exclusion from Tzafon is to teach an inference. Ein Shochet b'Tzafon, of a Makabo b'Tzafon. The Shochet need not be in Tzafon, but the Makabo, the Chatas's blood, must stand in Tzafon. Daf Mem Tes, so the Simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we use a butcher in the simmon. So here goes. The butcher who saw his scale was broken when he noticed that the side dish of meat weighed more than the main course of beef and said, Kum matzinu tafo chamu mina eker, which reminds us, Ravina explained the source that Shechita and Kabbalah and Ola in Tzafon is ma'akeb. Kum matzinu tafo chamu mina eker. Do we ever find the secondary subject more stringent than the primary subject? Since Tzafon is ma'akeb for Chatas, whose Tzafon requirement was only first derived from Ola, certainly it is ma'akeb for Ola itself. The Gemara brings exceptions of Maisushini Tamura and Moser Pesach. So the butcher who saw his scale was broken when he noticed that the side dish of meat weighed more than the main course of beef and said, Kum matzinu tafo chamim min ha'eker. While his trained assistant knew to only tie two salamis together with hekesh string, but not to use the hekesh string again to tie a third salami, which reminds us, a hekesh compares an ashim to both a chatas and an ola. And the Gemara asks why both are necessary, since either could have taught that an ashim must be shechted in Tzafon. Ravina explains that if the Torah would only compare Ashim to Chatas, we would conclude that since the Tzafon requirement by Chatas itself is only derived from a Hekesh to Ola, it must be that Darba Lamed Behekesh, something which learns its law through a Hekesh, Chozru Mulamed Behekesh, can in turn teach the law elsewhere through a Hekesh. Comparing Ashim to Ola as well avoids this conclusion. So the butcher who saw his scale was broken when he noticed that the side dish of meat weighed more than the main course of beef and said, Klum matzinu tafo chamu min ha'ikar, while his trained assistant knew to only tie two salamis together with a hekesh string, but not to use the hekesh string again to tie a third salami, often used two of his four types of drasho spices together on the meats he prepared, but never on Kachim, which reminds us, the Gemara proceeds to discuss which of the four types of drushes, Hekesh, Gezer, Shava, Kal Vachomer, and Binyanav, can in turn teach his law elsewhere using another of those drushes, totaling 16 combinations. Rabbi Yochanan says, B'kol Torah Kula, Lamedin Lamed Malamed, throughout the entire Torah, we may derive a derivative from something which is itself a derivative, meaning a two-step drusha. Chutz min HaKachim She'ein Danin Lamed Malamed, except regarding the subject of Kachim, where we cannot derive a two-step drusha. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The Kachim crew on the non-stop flight. Non-stop flight? That must mean we're on Daf Nun. The Kachim crew on the non-stop flight going over the flight rules, who weren't sure if a rule learned from a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanav, which reminds us, we learned that a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Kal Vachomer, but it's unresolved if it can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanav. So the Kachim crew on the non-stop flight over... So the Kachim crew on the non-stop flight going over the flight rules, who weren't sure if a rule learned from a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanav, and whether one goes Bas Olamed or Bas Melamed when one dish is Chulin, which reminds us, Ravina said was the principle of limiting two-step drushes of Kachim only said where Lamed Kodesh and Melamed Kodesh, both the derived law and the teaching case of Kachim? It was not. Rather, it applies wherever the Lamed, the derived case, is Kachim. So Rav Papa's proof where the Lamed is Shlamim still stands. Marzutra, however, holds that if the Melamed, the teaching case, is Chulin, the laws of two-step drushes do not apply. So the Kachim crew on the non-stop flight going over the flight rules, who weren't sure if a rule learned from a Hekesh can be Chozer Melamed with a Binyanav, and whether one goes Bas Olamed or Bas Melamed when one dish is chulin, were asked to quiet down so they don't wake up the man wearing a Kal Vachomer shirt, and all the more so they don't wake up his sleeping son wearing a Kal Vachomer shirt. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks if a Kal Vachomer can be Chozer Melamed with another Kal Vachomer. The Gemara seeks to resolve this question through its own Kal Vachomer. If a Gezer Shava cannot learn from a Hekesh, yet it can teach through a Kal Vachomer, as the Gemara proved before, then a Kal Vachomer, which can learn from a Hekesh, as proven in the first point, certainly can teach through another Kal Vachomer. Zehu Kal Vachomer ben Kal Vachomer, and this is a Kal Vachomer, the son of a Kal Vachomer, meaning this Kal Vachomer itself is based on another, since the Gezer Shava's ability to teach through a Kal Vachomer was proven before through a Kal Vachomer. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you learn that items that are exempt from Pigel are still chai for Noser and Tameh? That's on daf Memhei. Good. Number 2. Which daf brings several versions of the Machlokes Tanaim regarding eating inedible kajim, such as the Atzei Maracha, with Tumah? That's on daf Memvav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that the Shirayim of Al-Karbanas are poured on the Yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon? That's on daf Nunav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that there are two Kohanim to be makabel the blood of the Asher Metzora, one by hand to apply to the Metzora, and one with a kli for Zrika on the Mizbeach? That's on daf Memzayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the tzitz is not meratzeh for tummy blood of an akum's carbon, which was nizrak? That's on daf Memhei. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have the drushes from the three times the pasuk states El Yesod Mizbach Ola in the parshios of Chatas? That's on daf Nunav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn the sources for the exemption of dam from Nosar, Tuma, and Meila? That's on daf Memvav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss the law of Run Bedam Kasher, that a blood stayed past sundown in the Azara, thereby coming Pasul, if it was put on the Mizbeach incorrectly, it remains there. That's on daf Nunav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that the Shochet need not be in the Tzafon, but the Makabo, the Chatas' blood, must stand in Tzafon? That's on daf Memches. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we have a machlokes about the laws of Kadshei Ovdei Kochavim? That's on daf Memhei. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.